is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says he's got the framework in place for a big trade deal. BBC's Danielle Yawabietska reports.
The United States and Japan have struck a trade deal under which Donald Trump has significantly cut his threatened 25% import tax on Japanese goods. The agreement brings relief to Japan's critical car industry, with planned tariffs reduced to 15%. News of the deal prompted Japan's Nikkei index to rise 3%.
Trump says Japan will widen its markets for U.S. goods. Flooding and travel delays are expected across Florida and the Alabama and Mississippi coasts with heavy storms today. But meteorologist Craig Allen says tens of millions of us across the South, the Plains, and the Midwest will cope with intense heat.
Actual air temperatures are going to be running 10 to 15 degrees above average for this time of year. And the feels-like temperatures, in other words, the combination of temperature and humidity, will make it feel like it's about 110 to 115 degrees on the body.
With President Trump fending off criticism of his handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has contacted lawyers for Epstein's jailed associate Ghislaine Maxwell about meeting with her. Former pardon attorney Elizabeth Oyer says that could be good news for Maxwell.
Ms. Maxwell is someone who committed very serious crimes. She was convicted of multiple felony counts involving sex trafficking of minor children. She was sentenced to 20 years in prison, and she's not going to be talking with Todd Blanche for free.
Federal prosecutors in New York and the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force have charged 55-year-old Michael Gann with building at least 7 improvised explosive devices and planting them around Manhattan. CBS's Anna Schechter tells us Gann could spend a long time behind bars.
He's charged with one count of attempted destruction of property by means of explosives, which carries a mandatory minimum of 5 years in prison and a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. One count of transportation of explosive materials, which carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison, and one count of unlawful possession of destructive devices, which also carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison.
U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton said the arrest, quote, prevented a tragedy in New York. There are now only 2 people still missing in the Texas Hill Country floods. Governor Greg Abbott posted late last night on X that a task force in Kerr County recovered the body of an adult woman. An adult male and a little girl from Camp Mystic are still missing, according to the Post, which says the search continues. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Big year. I'm starting middle school.
Welcome to the jungle, Missy.
Best part? My parents promised me a new laptop.
Perfect for homework, essays, and drudgery.
So we went to Staples. They had all the latest tech, and laptops were up to 40% off.
Woo! Another back-to-school budget saved by Staples Easy Button.
Mom high-fived the cashier. So embarrassing.
Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. In T23, select models only.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Coca-Cola, made in the U.S. with real sugar, is making a comeback.
People who have pet tortoises need to do more than just pet them. New research finds that they can experience emotions like positivity, and those with enriched habitats are more likely to explore and engage. University of Lincoln professor Anna Wilkinson says if
you understand that tortoise has feelings, you're going to put more time, effort, and energy into looking after it in the best way.
Scientists in England found that tortoises who made more optimistic decisions were less anxious. Allison Keys, CBS News.
The Fever star WNBA guard Caitlin Clark missed her second straight game against New York while recovering from a right groin injury. She also missed playing in Saturday's All-Star game. Meanwhile, 45-year-old Venus Williams has become the oldest woman to win a tour-level singles match since Martina Navratilova. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee has barred transgender women from competing in women's sports. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 92 this afternoon. The heat index 100 or better later today. Tonight, 77. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still hot and muggy with a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline. Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Give me watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's fun.
Just call me. and updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Thank you.
news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the
setting
the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. and Japan have reached a trade agreement. The BBC's Shaima Khalil.
This deal comes after months of tense negotiations with Washington. In a letter to Japan earlier this month, President Trump had said Tokyo could face a levy of 25% on its goods if a deal was not struck by August 1st.
It'll be another day under the heat dome for much of the nation. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
I fear that heat-related illnesses are going to increase significantly during this particular heat outbreak, and it's a combination of the high heat and humidity not only during the day, but nighttime as well.
Heat index in Chicago could reach 103 today, 106 tomorrow. Tributes to the godfather of heavy metal.
So many artists attempted to recreate that sense of letting the cameras into your personal lives.
Rolling Stones' Anthony DeCurtis on the life and times of Black Sabbath's Ozzy Osbourne. He died yesterday at the age of 76. The CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen's